CliffCentral.com.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal. Send me a kiss by wire. Baby, my heart's on fire. If you refuse me, honey, you lose me. Then you'll be left alone. Oh, baby, telephone and tell me I'm your own.
Esposa desejo.
Good morning, everybody. I like Ben's improv theme music yesterday when he started the show. He did it all himself.
Yeah, I basically went live. That was just me.
He did an unplugged vocal version of it.
You gotta work with what you have sometimes.
Yeah, you gotta work, bitch.
Oh, right? Look at you, Britney Spears.
Isn't that right? Isn't that what they say? Isn't that what the cool kids are saying? Nah, you gotta work, bitch.
Just Alpha Britney.
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, everyone obviously copies her, yeah.
That song took me through Matrix, so don't badmouth Brit here.
Oh, yeah, it's major study time for schools and universities at the moment, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Big study time. I hate that in the beautiful month of October, which is probably the best month of the year, that one in November, that people have to sit at the desk and sit and work. It's so unfair. Doesn't seem right. That's our Minister of Education.
Wasn't it Roman the other day? It was both of them. Okay.
What do you think, President Trump?
Titties!
Yes, I thought so. Oh, I saw the funniest thing. Ben sent it on our group this morning from Simba, our listener in San Diego. Said he better, President Trump better learn how to pronounce Niger before there's a major crisis. Because you imagine he couldn't say Namibia, he said Nambia. So if he looks at Niger, N-I-G-E-R, oy, can you imagine what'll happen?
Mm-hmm.
Nigga.
Right, imagine what he'll think and what other people will think of him if he does that. It would be a disaster. It would be a terrible situation. Here's President Trump.
Yeah. Nigga.
All right, you get the basic guy.
I'm pretty sure he's well-versed in dealing with people who don't like him for what he says by now.
Yeah, that's a whole new
he
level.
He can handle it.
All right, so I came in yesterday. Let me just explain... most people, I suppose if you wake up and you listen to us live every morning, you're in the same boat as we are, because you wake up early and you know, your day starts in a certain way. Well, yesterday, I overslept and I said to the team, you guys handle things, because we've got a pre-recorded interview and we've got a feature at like 7:30. So, you know, most of the show's taken care of. Just do it and I'll try what I have not tried in 12 years. Yesterday was the first time I've ever done this in 12 years. Because if I weren't working, I would be sleeping late or I would be traveling or something.
Yeah.
But yesterday I had what I consider an inverted commas normal start to the day. Like the way civilized people who are not wild animals have to start their day. In other words, I lay in bed, listen to the start of the show, and I listen for probably about 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and made myself a cup of tea. I woke up like a, you know, like a human. Like a mensch.
Oh, this is
something else. I haven't experienced this in 12 years. You don't know what this feels like either.
No, I do not.
You wake up, you watch the sun gently start to bathe everything in its beautiful morning light.
Ooh, bathe.
You get to experience what it's like to wake up in the light rather than the dark. There's none of that stress. You could take your time. You can have a shower.
I'm sure you are in a 100% better mood.
I was so
than having to wake up at stupid o'clock.
I was in such a good mood yesterday. Yeah. I arrived here. I came in. We had meetings from about 9:30, 10:00. I arrived here. I gave Sia the fright of his life because he was sitting in the booth.
Well,
Every time I walk in, let me tell you, every time I walk into that room, Sia gets a fright like I'm an axe murderer.
Yeah.
You can never approach Sia in a gentle way. He always has a start. He always has an alarm. He's always
exactly the same with Amanda, though.
In our defense, this store...
You shit yourself every time anyone walks into a room with
you. The doors here are like soundproof for obvious reasons. And so you never hear when someone is walking in up until you literally see them right up next to you.
It always seems to me like I'm frightening you. And I'm really not. I'm just walking into the room like usual. I'll go, see ya. Just every time he's like he jumps up out of his chair. Honest, that is the exact sound he makes when he walks into the room.
It's true.
And I said, "Hey, everybody," and everyone else was like, "Hi," and Sia was.
Oh my god! What the But I don't like sitting with my back towards the door.
Well, then don't. Sit with your front to the door.
It just oddly happens when I'm stuck
in
work
sometimes. Like you with your anxiety, whatever it is. you should not have your back to the door. Please don't do that because it makes me... Then I feel bad, like, ooh, did I sneak up on him? But I realized I'm not sneaking up on you. You just... You're constantly on spielkes the whole time. You're nervous.
I'm not obeying hood rule number 4.
Right.
Which never is you got to see them before right. they see you.
Correct.
That's how it works in these streets.
You obey the other rules too.
Yeah.
What are the other rules?
Hood rule number 1: always carry Vaseline because you know you gotta.
You've gotta be ready.
Always gotta be ready.
What for? What?
To beat
people use
down.
Vaseline for different things.
You know. Practical
Amanda knows what I've told you about. It's not just for ashy elbows.
But sometimes you gotta put some Vaseline on your face when that punch comes in, it slides off, you know.
For the beat down. For the beat down.
Who's on the line, Amanda? Yeah, go ahead, sir, ma'am.
It's a ma'am. How are you guys?
I'm so glad I went ma'am as well as sir. It would have been so embarrassing if I'd called you a sir. What's happening?
How's it? I was just listening to you now saying you woke up normally. I'm literally still in bed and it's amazing. I'm in private communications and I literally can't remember the last time I had a good night's rest and woke up organically. Like, I'm so incredibly happy. You guys all need a day off in the morning just to start it right, you know?
Right.
Like, I'm so completely balanced. I'm so happy. I felt like I go for a jog. I can actually see the flowers.
All right, you're starting to irritate me.
But wait, listen, I wanted to actually ask you something that I've been thinking about. So when you're at 5, did you never get migraines there? Because you know how sometimes you never come in the morning because you get these blinding migraines?
Yeah,
what
I
would
did
happen
get
if
them.
You had one when you were there? Cause
I did get them. I would. They were Mubs, you remember. I'd miss shows.
Yeah. That's been an ongoing thing for him.
I used to get, sometimes they would start once. I think it was once. It started while I was doing the show.
Oof. Yeah.
And I needed to get home. I handed over the whole show to the team and I just got the hell out of there. Because you know you've got a window to get somewhere and otherwise you're going to start losing your ability to like perceive color and light and distance. And that's not a good idea on the roads.
No.
So you've got to get the hell out of there.
I didn't realize.
What you thought, are you insinuating that I started making that up when I started here?
No, because I'm like, was he pushing through with the assholes at the SABC and made you work throughout the show even though you had this insane migraine?
Let me tell you, those people were slave drivers. They could care less. If you had constipation, they would say to you, just make a plan. If you had diarrhea, they'd say, make a plan. You had a headache, they'd say, I don't care, I'm not going to pay you. Let me tell you something. Once, Mubs will corroborate the evidence here. Once I arrived for work, because there was some kind of mess on the highway or something happened, and it was one of those occasions where there was just nothing you could do, and morning traffic, blah, blah, blah. I arrived late, and they said to me when I invoiced for that hour, and I mean, I must have done 20 minutes of the hour, maybe 40 minutes of the hour, I can't remember. Anyway, I was there for some of it. They said, no, you can't invoice for that. I had to redo my invoice at the end of that month.
Fuck no.
And they didn't even pay me for that month because they paid me a month later. Can you understand?
Oh, my God.
Once they made me redo an invoice because I was 1 cent below instead of 1 cent above. I had rounded down. In other words, I had saved them a cent. And they still didn't let me. Yeah. maniac.
No, well, yeah. Look, I'm glad you guys are out. Anyway, I was just wondering what you did through the migraines, because I really was like, these people were pushing me through the migraines. Mm. What a bunch of fuckers, seriously.
They are. So just say that again. I'll tell you what. We had a meeting yesterday, which may lead to a very interesting first ever series in South Africa of podcasts around these headaches and these migraines and things that people get. I think it could be groundbreaking. It would be the first one of its kind.
I'm looking forward to it because I suffer from, well, not migraines, but severe headaches myself.
All right. So you're sort that to out. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. You enjoy your beautiful morning that you've made everyone in the whole country jealous of. Thank you.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you very much.
Bye.
All right. Bye bye. I like her. She's feisty.
But I love how she goes, everyone needs to have a day. I'm like, girl, what if you got to work? You got to get up.
You know, I always think about those people. Whenever I feel sorry for us having to wake up early to come and do this show, I think about those people who have to commute for like 2 hours in the morning. And I think, oh, my God, what a way to start your day.
Yeah, that's tough.
Oh, and you have to pay for that insult. It's not a privilege to be able to travel. It's not a privilege to have to go to work. It's a need. Mm. It's a necessity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then those people have to pay to be stuck in taxis and trains and walking distances. It's just awful. I mean, you know, don't ever think you're hard done by.
You know, I have a friend who lives in Soweto and she works in Sunning Hill and she has to take public transport. So that's a good
hour and a half.
Yeah, hour and a half, bordering on 2 hours of a commute, you know, just there and back as well. And she was called into a disciplinary hearing at work because a lot of her co-workers were complaining that she did not smile enough in the morning.
Oh, fuck them. Fucking cunts. They must get fucked. Yes, yes.
She goes,
oh, that's good.
I don't smile. Do you know how tough I have it? Fuck you, piece of shit.
All right, my buddy. All right. So we need to get Mav some comments early in the morning. Yes, go ahead, ma'am, sir. Who is this on the line?
Hello, guys. How are you?
Hey, who's this?
Siyabonga.
Siyabonga, I promise you, my buddy was not talking to you. In case you were upset there. I can hear you were a little bit nervous to say anything. I get it.
Okay. Can you also teach Amanda how to answer your phone? You must not answer your phone like a pay phone.
What did you do, Amanda? How do you answer the... Yeah, good idea. What's your name, by the way, sir?
Siyabonga.
Siyabonga. All right, Siyabonga, let's do some training with Amanda this morning. Amanda, how do you answer the phone?
I said Cliff Central hello, and then I said hello, and you didn't say hello.
Ooh.
Then I said, please can you speak clear and louder?
So she doesn't know this customer is king rule, Amanda.
Okay. No problem.
Siyabonga, do you think that's an accurate version of how things unfolded, or do you have a different version?
Maybe I heard her wrong. Because I think I heard her say, hello, like it's her phone or something. Maybe
she's just answering her cell phone.
Yeah.
All right, Amanda, okay. let's tighten up there, all right?
Yeah, I need a comment now.
Oh, I'm going to send my buddy in there to answer the phones. Can you imagine? We'll never get a call again. All right, okay, so what is it you wanted to talk about, Siyabonga?
No, I wanted to ask if you guys, why don't you videoize the interviews, the 8 a.m. interviews, like that podcast from Freedom Versus.
Mm-hmm.
They also videoize.
What do you mean? Like, do a visual version of it?
Videos.
Okay. We could, you know, for a lot of them. In fact, somebody said to me we should have filmed the Johnny Clegg one.
That one exactly.
Yeah. You know, you're right. Siyabonga, how embarrassing is this that you have to lecture me on how to do my job? I apologize. We could be doing a lot better.
Those interviews could be hit, man. Just videoize them.
You know, you're right, and damn it, I'm going to start doing that, and I'm going to give you credit.
Well, Gareth, funny you should mention that.
Right. And thank you. Too, thanks, Siyabonga. Yes, Ben.
I'm videoing my interview today.
Oh, who's that with?
I've got a camera here. I've got a ex-Springbok rugby player.
Is it Gary Player?
No.
Oh.
If it was Gary Player, we would have thrown forward to it in a month in advance.
Okay. Skulkberger.
No, Siri, it is not.
Brian Habana.
Listen to the Bounce Show 10 a.m. today. You'll find out. And then I'll put it, make a YouTube video about it.
Those are the only two players I know.
It's okay, Sia. This isn't the time to show up.
By the way, you're still blocked by Brendan Fenter?
Well, everyone is.
Oh.
Oh, everyone. Everyone.
So yeah, everyone is. You know,
what is it about you that you get such a vicious reaction from people? I mean, Jeannie D, here's the most pleasant woman.
She's nice.
She must have issues because I've never ever tweeted her in my whole life.
I don't know.
You're the common denominator.
My whole life.
Yeah.
Brendan Fenter, Jeannie D. Who else has blocked you? There's a lot of people.
Well, Gareth, the Springboks. The Springboks follow me. Fakil Mbalula follows me. Oscar Pistorius followed me.
Bucks follows you.
A lot of people follow me. But a couple who, I mean, they're just serial blockers. Brendan Fenter blocks everyone.
You know, here's Daniel says, that outbreak from Mubs was awesome. We need more of that. Best way to start a day is with a good laugh. So they're not taking you seriously, but they did enjoy it, Mubs. Someone else says, thank you, my buddy. I agree with you 100%. Mubs' outburst just made my morning, says Ankia. So people just love it. And Michelle says, guys, I get your need to not face the day. I start work at 5:30 and at 5:45 every day, one weekend a month. Yesterday, I only left at 6:30 after moving sharks and locking up. That's in the evening.
Wow, we all
need
sharks.
Yeah, she, remember, she's in the aquarium. We all need a bit of time out, especially at this time of year. You know what? That is, we discussed this the other day. Don't you remember, Mubs? We said that you get to a point about 9-10 months into the year where you just chatfall. You can't do more. You're exhausted and you're tired and you've been at it for so many months, and it's just enough. We should be able to take some kind of, because you know, in winter you don't get to. It's not a holiday.
Yeah.
There's the school holidays in winter. Nobody takes them off. December people take off. But they have to wait a whole 11 months every year to your next holiday. And for most of us, that's the only time we get a holiday. That's crazy.
Would the smart thing to do be to take little breaks every quarter? Little mini
that
breaks.
That would be brilliant. I think that's the most sensible thing to do. And you just, everybody gets a week. You don't need longer than that. 5 days. You can have the weekends on either side if you need them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it would be 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 days. What a pleasure. Longest holiday I've ever taken, I think, is 10 days. So 10 days is enough. So if you got to, let's see, where do we want to put them? One between Christmas and New Year.
Yes, that one has to stay.
So in order to spread them evenly, we'd have to put one June, July.
But every quarter would be first in March, April.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is that you put one opposite
Christmas. Yeah.
That would be in the middle of winter. You need a little break then. You need one in March, April.
Mm-hmm.
And then you need one now. This is the time.
Yeah. October, September.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we get... people must say, she must smile more. Did this really happen to your friend? What did they discover at the disciplinary? I'm going to get Mubs all fired up again. She's going to attack somebody. So what did these people say to her?
It was that and the fact that she wasn't, inverted commas, not ready for the day yet, as in she hadn't put any makeup on. She goes, y'all do not understand the mini adventure I have to go through.
Was this disciplinary hearing, did they find in HR her favor?
Well, I don't remember what the actual official verdict was.
Because if she did, but if they, was found, like, yeah, if they she, found against her, she should have resigned.
No, she was like, hold up, guys. Like, let me just explain what goes on. So now what she does is, to spite them, and actually just what works for her, is she gets to work eventually, and then she'll block off a good, like, 25 minutes just to put her makeup on right at her desk in the midst of everyone. She goes, this is what y'all want, so this is what y'all get now. And no one is allowed to talk to her in those 25 minutes. Then she's ready to smile.
So is it in all the female employees' contracts that they are required? Are they being paid to wear this makeup?
I wonder.
Are they being paid for it?
I wonder. But it's like so total corporate suits. You know, it's like accounting. Yeah, we roll our eyes. We absolutely roll our eyes.
You know what I hate is these companies with a dress code, and they've got a thing with values and their mission statement in the entrance, but they
culture,
just,
Gareth,
but,
culture.
But they're dicks. It's fine if you can have all of that, but then actually be nice people. If you have all those things up in your lobby about what a great company you are and how much you do for charity, and you've got your values and your mission and all that kind of crap on big posters that every member of staff is meant to recite, like the Heil Hitler. That's fine, but then actually be nice people. Because this doesn't sound to me like a nice company to work for. These people sound like horrible, horrible people. And these are her fellow staffers who were complaining about her?
I would punch someone in the throat.
Well, here's a little bit of fire before we get to the five things you need to know from someone who does not like you, Ben.
Uh-oh.
All right. Someone says, what goes around comes around, Ben. I followed you from the start. When you got a little more followers and you got famous, you dumped me and many others like sacks of shit.
Ooh.
Your initial fans, you basically told to fuck off. More people should block Ben.
Oh. This sounds like horseshit. What do you mean I dumped you?
There it is. It's anonymous. It isn't signed. Yeah. That's an actual message. It just came in.
Great. Carry on. But how did I dump you?
Have you ever blocked anyone, Ben?
Never.
Have you ever unfollowed people you used to follow because now they're no longer good enough to follow?
I've always unfollowed people. Just like people unfollow me. That's life. I mean, if people crap on about their shitty days all day,
you're going to pick up some hate along the way.
Anonymous, do elaborate how I dumped you. And at what stage do we enter into some sort of formal union where you can be so upset anyway?
Woo! Okay.
I love how you three are all like, yeah, look at you, you dick. It's such a horrible person, Ben. Chief, for the three of you, wouldn't have my back if it was covered in food and a hunger strike.
Oh, being in there, big man.
Yeah, you laugh because I'm true. Truthful, what I say.
Hang in there, big head.
All right, it's time for the five things you need to know. Well, there's one. You guys don't like me there. Four more things, go.
Oh, all right. Everybody lay off Ben. He's very sensitive at the moment. He was complaining about being living alone and being a single man because he basically is in this long-distance relationship. But the violin started cracking on yesterday when you started this story. Oh, and he's had a head concussion. And I mean, it's just hard being Ben.
Yeah, I've had better years.
Oh, man.
It's not a lot of sympathy from Sia. He pretends to be a nice person, Sia. He's like those people who say at a disciplinary hearing, you know, she didn't smile enough. But he actually is a horrible person.
Sia, he's standing at the door going, yeah, I agree with her.
Don't flip this around on me now, Finn. I'm here for you.
And then
it
was revealed yesterday that Gore doesn't like me either.
Yes, I heard that. All right, what I also heard yesterday is that there's a big salad battle on the go.
Yes.
I think you started it.
Well, no.
Yes.
No. I didn't start it. It was started by, and now his name escapes me. I'm going to find it in a minute.
Some guy had the temerity to suggest that the San Siro salad's not the best.
I mean...
And you then defended that salad, quite rightly.
Yes.
Alexander,
thank you.
How dare he? He said that the Caesar salad from Colcacchio's is much better. Now, you only get a San Siro salad at Colcacchio's. And Ben brought up, well, Gord is going to enter the fray because he makes his own salad. He's like Build-A-Bear. You know those Build-A-Bear workshops?
Yes.
Yeah. That's how Gord puts together a salad.
But that was before I thought that Gord still liked me, and then he doesn't like me, so Gord can do whatever he wants.
Yeah. Oh, man. You don't care anymore.
I don't care.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to have a battle of the salads. One of these nights or days or whatever, we'll go over to Colcacchio's, and what we're going to do is blindfold somebody, and we're going to make them an objective person, someone who doesn't know any of us. And we're going to get them to taste everyone's salad choice, and whichever one wins is the winner. And then we might have to call up this Alexander.
Mm-hmm. He's in Johannesburg, so we can do it.
I think he should be called in just to justify his, because he's got a lot to say about salads.
Right.
I think we should all present our cases.
Someone, Carl, wants to know, does your friend work for KPMG? And... guys, Kasatu, we've got to get to the news. I'll get to these messages later. Let's get to the news. It's brought to you by Colcacchio Pizzeria. They make the finest salads. You think of them in the word pizzeria is in their name. So you think pizza, you should think salad, and you should think pasta as well. All right, Mubs, what do we have for this morning?
Halala ma pristata halala. Halala Limpopo halala. Halala Gauteng halala. Halala KwaZulu Natal, halala. Halala Western Cape, halala.
All right. Let's begin with some probing this morning, shall we?
Ooh, like a bit of a probing earlier in the morning.
Yes, to probe or not to probe, that is the question. Public Enterprises Minister Lynn Brown says that it is crucial that Eskom be probed. According to the minister, the SIU investigation is critical in order to restore public and investor confidence in Eskom, as well as its procurement processes. This probe will deal with two issues, that is, the procurement and contract matters. She said it will deal with those issues in relation to the number of companies that Eskom has given contracts to over the period. The minister said to finally put this matter to rest, the company must recruit new executives and strengthen their disclosure system to prevent executives as well as other staff members of doing business with the company and also family members. There can't be any nepotism. So Eskom currently being probed. Another company being probed is Vodacom by the Competition Commission.
Oh, how?
Well, they're investigating allegations of abuse of dominance against the cellular communications giant. It relates to the mobile network's exclusive deal with Treasury to be the state's sole provider of mobile telecommunication services, which I didn't know. Before Vodacom and Treasury got into this bed together and started doing the dirty nasty, all government departments could purchase services from any mobile network operator, but these days only Vodacom has the opportunity to conduct that kind of business, which the Competition Commission has now found an issue with, and so they are investigating them.
Huh.
Yeah.
Sounds very dodgy.
It does sound a little bit dodgy, doesn't it?
But then Eskom we expect dodgy from. Vodacom, I'm kind of disappointed. Guys, I'm disappointed in you. You shouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
Cutting everyone else out of the deal.
Yep. I suppose that's why the Competition Commission now wants to have a look at things to see if there are any nefarious things that led up to this deal.
Right.
Now, a lot of countries often complain about their leaders. Here in South Africa, we have a major problem with our president. A lot of Americans, you know, don't have nice things to say about Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And now, British Prime Minister Theresa May got her fair share of, you know, a type of disapproval.
Yes.
A comedian by the name of Simon Brodkin, who's also known as Lee Brodkin, decided to interrupt the Prime Minister at her annual conference on Wednesday and handed her a P45 letter. Now, a P45 is a document that is given to employees when they leave their job. So he was kind of insinuating that is it, we're done with you, we want you to go. He was bundled out of the hall by security, and May briefly stopped her speech before the party faithful stood to applaud and cheer her. But here's the funny thing, and I suppose it works because this guy is a comedian. He said, or rather he quipped, that the Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, who is believed to have ambitions to be Prime Minister himself, had told him to hand this P45 to Theresa May. He then took onto Twitter to say, "Hi at Boris Johnson, I gave Theresa her P45 just like you asked." And it has received tens of thousands of retweets. But yeah, you know, a lot of Brits are not happy with Theresa May.
Sure. She also had a coughing fit. Did you hear about that?
I did not hear about this.
Listen to this. She was coughing up. It almost sounded like there was a lung that she threw up onto the podium. I'm not sure. But that's what people were saying. It sounded like a lung.
As we look to that future, we do so with the fundamentals of our country strong. 10 years after Northern Rock, our economy is back on track. The deficit is back to pre-crisis levels.
Say always.
It's as if my voice isn't on track.
Oh boy.
We're firmly on course to get our national debt falling and business investment is growing. Now, the work to get there hasn't been easy.
No.
It's meant big decisions and huge sacrifices. I know that the public so. We will never hesitate to act where businesses aren't operating as they should. Let this party celebrate the wealth creators, the risk takers, the innovators.
Let this party celebrate.
I mean, she sounds like Skeletor. Like, yeah, she sounds like the Emperor from Star Wars.
Let this party celebrate.
The devil.
What? What?
Oh, my.
That's what she sounded like. Oh. Wait, she's not finished.
An entrepreneur.
Entrepreneurs.
They'll stand up. Like she's.
Thank you.
Like, don't stand up for me. Just give me more water. Yeah, who needs her? She doesn't sound like she's in the best health. Get rid of her.
Wow.
Didn't Crooked Hillary also have a bad coughing?
Yeah, crooked yeah. Hillary,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, she did.
And fix all these crooked people.
May Hillary and Helen are actually in the same WhatsApp group. Like, I just see...
Yeah,
I
they are.
Think they would actually hang out and have great tea loaded with some sort of booze. In
definitely.
It as well.
Yeah. Those women definitely don't just drink tea on
Ooh,
its own.
They'd have stories to tell.
You hear Hillary's going around. She has not dealt well with having lost that election last year. She's still going around telling people, no, I really won the popular vote. She's taken no responsibility for running probably the worst campaign any presidential candidate's ever run before. She's just out of her mind, this Hillary. She's blaming everyone she can. No, it was that FBI dude who released the emails. It was this one. It could possibly in her head have everything to do with everyone except her. That crooked Hillary.
And then in exciting tech news, Google yesterday introduced their new Pixel earbuds. This Uh-oh. Is so cool.
Is it?
Well, they are capable of real-time translation of conversation, Gareth, in up to 40 different languages. Pixel buds that are synced to the second generation Pixel smartphones promise real-time translations of conversation. They did a demonstration at an event where a two-way conversation with one person speaking English was successful with another person speaking Swedish. And so the earbuds can be controlled with touches, swipes, or spoken commands. It allows users to, among other things, select music, to send texts, and also to get directions if you're using, you know, Google Maps, for example. Yeah. These earbuds are priced at $159 and they will be available in the US beginning in November.
Hmm. I don't like these things.
Why not?
I don't like them. I like the Bluetooth headphones where there's a little bit of a... You know what I found the other day?
Mm-hmm.
We're thinking of maybe making these things Cliff Central products. Found a pair of Bluetooth headphones. Mm-hmm. In other words, you don't need a cord, but they're connected. Because if you lose one of those, you know those AirPods? The ones that you just put in your ear.
Yep.
You're going to lose one. Mm-hmm. They're not attached to anything. It's like, how often do women lose earrings? And those are actually attached. You know, you have to put the thing through the ear, and there's a thing on the other side. These things, they just fall out of your ear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I saw a pair of Bluetooth headphones. They've got a cable, so you put it around the back of your neck.
Yeah.
But you're not connecting to... You connect via Bluetooth to your phone. Now, isn't that a clever idea?
Hmm.
Well, so you've got them, but they're attached to a cable that goes around the back of your neck.
Well, these Pixel earbuds operate on the exact same design that you've described. So they're not attached to anything, but they do have a cable that just goes around.
That's a much smarter design.
Yeah.
These little AirPods or whatever, they're stupid things.
Oh, and can you imagine replacing those?
Oh, must be thousands.
Yeah, must thousands. Be thousands.
It's got to be thousands, right?
Yep, those are the five things you need to know.
All right, let's get to Ben and see what's going on in the world of sport. Ben, are you excited this morning?
Yeah.
All right. Oh. Well, here it is. Anyway, regardless, here's the sport.
It is a big weekend of World Cup qualifiers 2018, where everyone goes to Russia.
Is that still on?
Who's going to go? Yeah, of course. It's all there. All the bribes have been paid. All the right hands have been shook. And all the other things have been greased. So Russia 2018 still very much on. They played that Confederations Cup last year. Who was last year?
Okay.
This year? Ah, who cares? But which of the South American teams are going to be there? So you would think Chile, they are the current champions of South America. Obviously Argentina, they're a great team. Sure. Brazil, you know, these are all teams that you would think are going straight through. Well, alas, Brazil are through. They're automatically qualified. Chile, yeah. Well, they're nowhere. They're sixth at the moment in the log. Now, the top four teams in South America go through automatically. If you're not in the top four, then you might have to be very close by to try to play for the kind of qualifying games. So, Brazil through. Uruguay are in second at the moment. Colombia are in third. Peru fourth. Those are your automatic placings. Then, we've got Argentina and Chile, fifth and sixth. Look, it's all very tight points-wise, but these games are absolutely crucial. Because you can't have a World Cup without Argentina. I mean, Gareth, what would you do? No, that would be your only reason to watch the tournament.
I wouldn't watch.
Yeah, so this weekend, sorry, from today actually, Bolivia will take on Brazil, 10 o'clock if you like these kind of things. Venezuela then take on Uruguay. And then tomorrow, Friday, Chile versus Ecuador, 1:30 in the morning. Colombia versus Paraguay, 1:30. And Argentina versus Peru, also all at 1:30. All fantastically important matches. And if these guys don't go through, Well, I still believe it's kind of weird how South America has always been a stronghold for football. They've produced so many different stars, so many different great attractions, and they've produced World Cup winners. But only four automatically qualify from the continent.
Yeah.
Five automatically qualify from Africa.
Yeah.
So, Africa always going about having a rough deal. Well, these South Americans have reason to complain. But they also have reason to kind of bid for tournaments. So 2030. Now, when 2030 rolls around, it'll be 100 years of FIFA World Cups. 100 years of the biggest showcase in sports, because essentially that's what it is. And the Olympics doesn't really count because it's not just sports, it's a variety of things. It's a single sport thing, and it is huge, massive. 2013, Argentina, Uruguay, and Paraguay, they're going to have a joint bid. They're going to put it all together, and they think this is going to be the way forward.
Uruguay, who, and Paraguay?
Uruguay, Argentina, Paraguay. These are your joint bids for 2030. So 2018 is Russia. 2022 is
how old will I be in 2030? That seems like a long way away, doesn't it?
That's in 13 years' time.
Okay, guys, we haven't got time for maths because I know with you three it takes
I would be 53 years old by then. I don't care whether I have the World Cup. By then, I'll probably be drooling.
Okay. So as I was going in, so Russia 2018, Qatar 2022. 2026 looks like America, Canada, and Mexico are going to have a joint bid there to get the World Cup that side, which is long overdue. Which then means that 2030, well, who's going to have it there? So these guys, as much as South America, they have this really great bid. It'll be 100 years since Uruguay hosted the first one as well, so there's that sentiment
right
around it.
They hosted the first ever World Cup.
Yep, first two. But now China won the World Cup as well. So they're said to be the front runners for this.
Oh, good luck everyone else.
But also, you know how these things work with the old boys clubs that they are. It's got to go back to Europe at some stage. So it's going to all the other countries. Europe's going to go, whoa, guys, hang on a second. It's got to come back here. So 2030, it sounds wonderful. Argentina, Uruguay, and Paraguay. But yeah, who knows. And Gianni Infantino, who is the head of FIFA, says that Argentina could actually pull their finger out when it comes to football matters. There's a lot of corruption around these places, and there's been massive scandals, and this could come back to bite Argentina, Uruguay, Paraguay axis of hosting this. There. All right. That's all you need to know around that. Cesc Fabregas has admitted after all these years that he did throw pizza at Sir Alex Ferguson.
What?
Yeah. 13 years ago, Mavs, there was a bit of a scuffle. Back when Arsenal were decent, and Man United were, well, Man United, they were always good. There was a 49-game run, that was an unbeaten run, that Man United came, well, ended for Arsenal. And after the match, there was a scuffle outside.
Was this a whole pizza?
Well, no, it was a big slice. So there was a scuffle outside the changing rooms, and back in those days, Martin Keown was still playing for Arsenal, and that guy would literally fight you if he said hello. And there was like fisticuffs thrown outside. Cesc Fabregas, a rather more diminutive player, came out to see how he could get involved, and when he saw the big guys punching, he thought, well, I'm just going to throw my pizza. And his pizza hit the face of Sir Alex Ferguson. Hit him on the cheek. Margarita to the face. And after all these years, he's actually admitted it was him. Well, it's always good to come clean in the end. Cricket tomorrow sees the Proteas absolutely hammer Bangladesh again. This time it will be in the Mangawang Oval. That's in Bloemfontein. There'd be a lot more grass in the pitch this week's year, which means even less of a chance of Bangladesh to be even competitive.
And they've lost concerned.
They've lost Tamin Iqbal, I think his name is, the thigh strain. So they're going to this match without the two best players, and the Proteas will do a whole lot better. And this pitch is going to be a whole lot better than in Poch, where it was a little bit too flat and lifeless. And there'll be a day-night test between Sri Lanka and Pakistan in Dubai, also starting tomorrow. Finally, I'm not going to talk Springboks because the team only gets announced at 2 o'clock today, so tomorrow we'll talk Springboks. But Tyson Fury says he will not reapply for his license to be a boxer.
Oh, why?
So, you know, he became world champion of the world in the heavyweight division. He then said, that's it, I'm the best, I'm retiring. He then did a lot of no's and then decided he wants to come back. And they were like, well, dude, you've been taking drugs. You're a bit of a head case. We don't really want you. He's like, okay, I'll clean up my act. He has cleaned up his act, and now they're umming and ahhing over his license. So he just said, well, screw it. But then again, you know, he acted like such a dick for so long that these, you can't be like that. You can't be above a sport. But where to now? I mean, the guy's a gypsy, so his chance of income are very slim. I mean, basically, he's got the doll or just basically fighting other gypsies.
Yeah, he could do those bare-knuckle fights in dirty basements.
Yeah, but I don't know if there's a lot of money in that anymore. I mean, obviously, with the movie Snatch, it was glamorized for a bit.
Well, there was a guy like Bricktop who was bankrolling the whole thing.
Yeah, so maybe Tyson Fury isn't going to the underworld where he'll be fighting in basements. Or he might go the MMA route. Either way, he might not ever pop up in the sport ever again.
All right, let's turn our attention now to Sia and see what's going on in the world of wisdom and inspiration, feel-good stuff, a little optimism, a reason to smile, a reason to think about the fundamentals of your life, all of that stuff. Sia, take it away.
Yeah, boy, it's everything and then some. So this morning, let's talk about time, folks. I think the only thing we all know for sure is that we don't have a lot of it. And we are only here for a selected amount of time. And once that's done, we're done. So we do want to be able to use our time most constructively. And it's a non-renewable resource. And once a moment it's gone, it's gone. And there's no way you can recover it. And as we move on in our lives, and as we have goals, and we have aspirations, and we have things that we want to achieve, we have to be very, very conscious of what we actually spend our time on.
Right.
So this week I stumbled upon a clip by a speaker from America named Eric Thomas, and he speaks very, I think, powerfully and eye-openingly, if such a term even exists, about time and what we actually spend our time on. So hopefully this morning, this is going to actually inspire you, make you think about time in a new way, and in a whole new light, really.
Can I just point out, while we're talking about time, I just got the most incredible email from someone.
Okay. It
says, I've been taking my holidays in dribs and drabs for the last 10 years. Now I've been told to take my 22 weeks of holiday all at once.
Whoa.
They've accumulated 22 weeks of holiday.
How many months
is that?
Five.
That's just under half a year.
Five and a half months. Listen, don't you, whoever you are, you don't complain.
Jeez.
22 weeks of holiday. Is that paid holiday?
That is amazing.
Oh my goodness, that's... Oh, that's basically half the year.
Half the year, yeah.
Where do you work? We want to come there.
Yeah.
Okay, I wish I was spending my time like that, girl.
And then someone else says, what the hell is Sia rambling on about?
Well, listen to Eric Thomas on this, there, and it will all make sense on time.
Pay attention, everybody. This is very important. We're talking about the value of time, all right?
If you only have 24 hours in a day, your success is dependent upon how you use the 24. You gotta hear me. People talk about Oprah Winfrey, you know, Ted Turner, Warren Buffett. Listen to me. I don't care how much money you make. You only get 24 hours in a day. And the difference between Oprah and the person that's broke is Oprah uses her 24 hours wisely. That's it. Listen to me. That's it. You get 24. I don't care if you broke, you grew up broke. I don't care if you grew up rich. I don't care if you're in college, you're not in college. You only get 24 hours. And I blew up literally. I went from being a high school dropout to selling 6,000 books in less than 6 months. What happened? My 24 hours. I was like, okay, Eric, you got to get a grip on your 24 hours because you're about to be broke for the rest of your life. And that's all I need you to do for me. I can tell you all about your life if you just write down your 24-hour schedule for me. You let me look at it. I can tell you where you're going to be in 5 years. I can tell you where you're going to be in 10 years. I can tell you where you're going to be in 20 years if you keep that schedule.
Is that his music? Does he put that in while he's doing it live? Or is it? Does it happen afterwards?
Happens afterwards.
Oh, okay.
But this is why
I gotta get someone to play music for me. It seems to make your whole
everything a little better.
It makes it dramatic and
everything a bit
people
better.
Go, shit, there's music. We better take this seriously.
But this is what I started doing this week. I actually started to note down every single thing I did in my day and how much time I actually spent doing it. And when you look over that, you know, at the end of the day or whenever you want to review, you actually realize, like, shucks, okay, I didn't have to watch another episode of that series. Or look, I spent 20 minutes just sitting with someone in the office randomly talking.
Yeah.
And when you start to really be more conscious of what you spend your time on, you can really get to the point of realizing that, okay, listen, let's not complain as much because look at what I'm spending my time on. This right. is not exactly constructive, so let me change my life for the better. So today's Said by Seer is all about what you spend your time on. Very important stuff, I think.
Right. Someone says, the boss makes a dollar, I make a dime. That's why I poop on company time.
Oh, wow.
That sort of rhyme as well.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, I don't know if I'll advocate that sort
of
time.
I'm sorry, I'm still thinking about that 22 weeks of holiday that's been accumulated by whoever that is.
Some good time.
Jesus.
Some good time.
How's that, huh? That is something else.
I would break that up, though.
And they're forcing this person to take that time.
Yeah. You have to. You've gathered it up, and otherwise they're going to have to pay you out for it. I'd rather take the payment. Mm. 5 weeks? What are you going to do with yourself in 5 weeks? I mean, even if you've got...
5 months.
Sorry, 5 months, correct. Even if you've got money in the bank, and you can book a nice holiday, that's maybe a month. After that, you're going to start losing your mind.
Even a month is a stretch.
Because you're disconnected from the workplace, so, you know, while you're on your leave, your forced leave, effectively... Everyone else is moving on. Things are happening. The projects that you were busy with are being taken over by other people.
Mm.
You will find yourself irrelevant and redundant by the time you get back after 5 months. I mean, 5 months, you can't just pick up where you started.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, is you're going to be so lazy getting back into working mode after a 5 month hiatus. So lazy.
Look, don't get me wrong. I don't mind the idea of a month. That turns me on a lot, right?
Yeah.
But it'd be 5 months. What do you think's so funny?
I just realized, at first I was like, what? How do you take so much time off?
That's what
then
you
I
did.
Realized I took like 8 months off last year.
He went to find himself. Do you remember that?
Actually, I get that. Listen.
Is Michael Flack still finding himself? Does he talk to anybody? You heard from him, Mavs?
No.
You heard from him, Sia?
I just know he's
you guys
growing,
used to be friends.
And his business is growing.
He's
doing
he lives
well.
In Durban now?
Lives in Durban now, yeah.
Wow, so Flax isn't even Joburg anymore. Ben, do you hear from him?
Well, no, Gareth, we established people on the show don't like me, so I'm not really going to keep any sort of... It doesn't bother me, I'm just stating the obvious. Just pointing out your question is useless.
All right. Sorry, I just wanted to include you. I didn't want you to feel left
okay.
out.
No, you don't have to.
Like a pariah. Oh,
don't
here's something. Somebody says here that, I think it's Ankia, says that you guys and Alexander are wrong about the salads. The Oriental salad is the best.
Ooh, another
sneaky outsider.
Right. Now we've got three major salads in the offing. We've got the Oriental, this new one from Ankia. We've got the one from Alexander, which is called the Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's not a normal Caesar salad, by the way. I'm not that much of an idiot that I would think that was special. It is special. And the San Siro, which is mine and my buddy's favorite one. So
you think you can salad, huh?
Yeah.
One of these nights.
We've got to have a show. We've actually got to have a show. I reckon we've got to do blindfold taste tests. We've got to have the so-called fans of these salads, mm-hmm. these people who call themselves fans. We've got to have them in the kitchen making it without a recipe.
Yes.
And if they leave anything out, then we know they don't really love that salad.
Oh, that's a whole other level.
Yeah. I'm learning from Brent and Andrew on that cooking show, My Kitchen Rules. You know who will get to test it? We'll get Jay something and David Higgs. How's that?
Yeah.
We could pull some strings.
There
we'll
get
the best people in the country to judge it.
Now you really want to know, is your salad great?
Bloody right. And Michael from Kolkakios, he's the guy who came up with the goddamn things. He'll know about what's right and wrong there. Right?
Oh, right.
And he'll be able to judge.
So you think you can sell it?
Mm. Yeah. Let's do it.
I'll create a jingle for it.
I never thought I'd be involved in a cooking show, but here we are. Look at us. Look how things have changed. You unfollowed me, Ben. It hurt me.
Who are you?
After I supported you in your blog from the very start, Crying Face.
Yes, okay, Crying Face. What's your name? Like, you're Ben, taking shots in the dark here.
Ben, you can't complain about Jeannie D blocking you and then be this callous when somebody tells you that you hurt their feelings.
When they supported your
when you unfollowed
the
them.
Go.
What did you need me to follow you for?
Ben.
Well, Greg says, in Big Head Ben's defense, he is very pleasant to me on Twitter. That's from Greg. Casey says, good morning, guys. The company I work for looks extremely good on the surface, in the paper, and on the internet. But it's a blood-sucking cesspool conglomerate of absolute fuckery in reality. I hate this place, but I've got bills.
That is the
There's
reality.
Casey, letting loose. It's
that
good.
Is so
you
eloquent, Casey. Blood-sucking.
So getting back to this person whose feelings are hurt, that does hurt, obviously, and I did love the support.
Don't fall for this.
But you've got to tell me about this, otherwise I'm going to forget about it right now.
Let me teach you a useful lesson I learned a long time ago. You've got to have absolutely zero investment in emotionally in anybody else on earth. Don't do it.
Wow.
I'll tell you why. Because here you are. You're focused on this crying face person.
No, I'm really not. I want to know why
there
I should.
There are thousands of people who love what you do every day, but this one, the one person. This happened to me. It used to bother me. I'd be up at night going, "Oh, why is this one person who hates me so much on Twitter? They're saying mean things, and it can drive you crazy. Don't let it get to you. The people who like you. The ones who don't. There's nothing you can do about either. Just move on. Oh. What other people think of you is none of your business.
Woo! Preach.
No, Ben. Ben, find your good spot. Uh-oh. Find the good in your person.
I have good
this
in my
is like
person.
Like the good and the bad angel. Like
I have lots of good in my person, which I showcase pretty well, I think.
I mean, you just want to know who this person is what I'm
Ben
sensing.
Wants to go around to their house rip their head
like
off.
Like I said, I'm going to move on right now.
But it would help if you knew their Twitter handle to realize, oh, you were the...
No, because I'm always curious about why humans get upset.
I think it's Jeannie D.
Okay, Jeannie, look, maybe you should come clean here and work out what is your problem with me. Because I don't think it's me. I think it's something else. And you're projecting on me.
Graham says, Sia, what is with this girl thing that you are doing, referring to Mubs, or are you assuming Ben's gender? I mean...
Yeah, that's not very work. Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not about being work. Girl is...
Girl.
It's just how...
It's G-U-U-U,
yeah, it's just
triple
how
R,
kids,
triple L.
It's just how the kids speak.
It's an exclamation, girl. And it's no, it's no gender specific.
It's just a trend, it'll pass.
It sounds offensive.
Calm though. Down.
Is it offensive to you, Ben? I'm sorry, then I'll just block you.
Okay. That's also offensive.
You can unfollow me.
Listen to this. We'll get to the burning platform with Justice in a second. I have been studying part-time for 6 years. I got my psychology degree and I'm now doing honors. I'm signed up for 6 exams this month with a full-time job. I need... I've got a needy husband, a husky, and 2 cats. I am screwed.
2 cats and a husky.
Yes.
Carl says, can Ben please stop being a little bitch?
You guys.
Carl, I'm just curious.
They're piling on.
I'm just curious, that's all.
People smell blood, they just all pile on.
Sorry.
Broccolo is the best salad. You're all wrong. Well, bring your broccolo.
How good is this menu that everyone is throwing things in here?
Are these all on the Colcacchio menu?
Yeah,
it's amazing. Every corporation is a blood-sucking cesspool, especially one that has 75,000 employees around the world. Down with the man, says someone else. Daniela, please come back soon. Ben is turning into a girl. Girl.
All I said was I'm curious as to what I've done, and now all of a sudden I've got estrogen flowing through my veins.
Don't listen to these people.
Tabor says, in your defense, Ben, since this has turned into a real war.
Oh, you.
Ben is very cool to me on Twitter. He always responds to my shitty tweets, even on the show. If Gareth is not there, he reads my messages more than Gareth Cliff. So there you go. Screw you, Tabo. I just read your message.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
Yo.
Well, see, there's always a voice of reason at the end, and there it is.
I can confirm what someone else said. Ben is a delight on social media, says Ashley. A delight, I tell you. Crying Face is wrong.
Crying Face.
Ben, I still enjoy your work and listen to your bounce show every week. It was just the unfollow that hurt, bro, and his name is Sean. It's not Genie D.
Oh, you see, Sean. You see. Now we can resolve things.
Okay.
You know what, Sean? You can still DM me because I've got that feature where I don't need to follow people. Mm. And it's something personal. I mean, your stuff might have been boring, or it just wasn't to my taste. Or you could be really offensive, bro. Maybe you weren't woke enough.
Maybe you were racist.
Ben does unfollow racist.
Now, sure, I don't actually read a lot of tweets, and I don't mean in a pompous sense. It's just that it's not a big part of my life.
Hmm. All right. Ben, tell them to piss off. We love you, Vanessa. Jesus, a lot of messages for Ben this morning. You really got you stoked up the fires. All right, listen, when we come back, it's the Burning Platform with Justice Malala. It's brought to you by Nando's. It's the highlight of some people's week. Justice said to me he bumped into two people just yesterday who said to him that they don't miss the Burning Platform. If you're one of those people, you're in luck. It's up next.
CliffCentral.com